Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of the top guys when it comes to great writer, outstanding football guy, loves recruiting, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. John, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that was your alma mater we were talking about, but you know what's going on.
I know less than I used to, that's for sure. But, it's frustrating right now, that's for certain.
Yeah. We got a chance to watch a couple of good games together over the weekend on Friday up at Port St. Lucie, Vero Beach, and Treasure Coast with Eden James, and then on Saturday night at FAU, which was a great atmosphere for a high school game, St. Thomas Aquinas and Cardinal Gibbons. Your thoughts on both of those games? A lot of talent. You get a chance to see a lot of the Treasure Coast teams, or you used to, but you know the type of athlete, and certainly you've gotten a chance to see St. Thomas and Cardinal Gibbons quite a bit over the last year.
Yeah, Treasure Coast, that's a game, Treasure Coast Vero, that you know, is quietly, I think, probably statewide at least, been one of the better games in the state the last 3 years. That was decided by 3 points, 1 point, and 1 point in their three meetings, two of those games going down to the last play. So this year, a lot different. You know, Treasure Coast wins by 21. Treasure Coast had certainly established itself as a team that was legit, the way they played Heritage in week one. And like you said, Eden James, he's going to Howard, had over 200 yards against Vero Beach. And you know, Larry, you and I have talked about it. I think Treasure Coast is the hardest team in the state to prepare for because you don't see the single wing a lot. And so, that's the first thing. One, Treasure Coast runs it as well as you possibly can, and you can't simulate what they do in practice. You know, your scout team is never going to run what they run. Doesn't matter how good of a scout team you have or what looks they're giving you. So, they have scored on the first or second drive every game since 2018.
And that's what Pat Sertain said when I talked to Pat about the game. He goes, "Blue, you just can't get ready for that stuff."
Yeah, it's literally impossible to simulate. You know, because I mean, if half of it is alignment, right? And we talk about that a lot, all the time, right? Alignment and assignment. You have to spend a lot of time figuring out how you're going to line up, because usually you're coming out in a different look against that front. They did not pass the ball once against Vero. I don't know if they threw the ball at all against American Heritage. They don't care to throw. They don't need to. So now you're talking about maybe we're lining up five or six down line, you know, and our linebackers are in different spots, and our secondaries, you know, all of a sudden they're glorified linebackers. So it's a really difficult offense to prepare for, and that's part of their success, right? You're playing from behind a lot of that game. So now you're making different decisions as a coach, or maybe your quarterback's pressing a little bit differently than he would, because you feel like you have to match them score for score. So they're definitely a tough out. And then, you know, like you said, and I'm guessing you probably talked about it before, but the Aquinas, man, Aquinas is so tough. I mean, just looks so good. And, you know, I was really impressed with the way their offensive line played. The way they ran the ball between the tackles was phenomenal. And that's a really nice Gibbons front seven. And so the success they were able to have was really impressive. But, you know, look, it's Aquinas. You expect them to be really good, physical. I love their secondary. The King Mac kid's one of my favorites. I've told you that before.
Yeah.
He came about an inch away from having a pick in that game. So, but they're just super talented.
John, also, you've had an opportunity to see so many other kids around the state, certainly some top kids. You and I talked about some of the emerging stars, a couple of linemen that were really under the radar as well. Talk about some of the kids that you were really – that you're kind of really – you know, high on. I mean, I know that the kids, you look at the Jaden Gibson kid and players like that, obviously everybody knows. Is there somebody that's under the radar that you think, we talked about the young man out of Fort Pierce Central as well?
Certainly. And that's a long list, right, of kids that I think are kind of undervalued, especially the last 2 years. That list is longer than it should be just because of the way that, you know, recruiting has gone down and kids that just haven't been seen because – you know, either they didn't go to camp this – I mean, if you didn't go to camp this summer, no college has seen you in 2 years or longer. So right. Gabe Backus out of Fort Pierce Central, you mentioned earlier, Tulane commit. I have a hard time believing that Tulane's going to end up with his signature. you know, he's a guy that, you know, he's a state champion wrestler. He's still pretty raw, and he hasn't had a ton of film on defense. I would say he hasn't had a ton of good film on defense because he was playing so much offensive line last year and they needed him at that spot primarily. But, you know, the thing was with him, he would get 5 to 6 pancake blocks in the first 2 or 3 drives almost every game. Didn't matter who they were playing last year. And then, you know, you're playing offense defense in 8A, you're going to get worn down really quick.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, him just being able to play defense right now, the game I saw him against Fort Pierce Westwood, you know, I'm not making light of it, but I mean, you know, you almost want to call the cops and see if that's assault the way he was hitting the quarterback. I mean, it was so, you know, he's a different breed. You know, he you and I've said this before, it looks like a Miami-Dade kid, you know, the way that he gets after the quarterback. So, he's a guy that I think he just got Illinois on Thursday or Friday of last week. My guess is that several Power Five programs are going to take notice of him the next couple weeks. You know, I love the quarterback out of Coco. I've said that before. Davin Widener does not have any committable Power 5 offers right now, but here's a kid who, you know, is legit 6'4", 6'5", somewhere in there. Looks and kind of plays like Josh Allen. He's got a big arm. He's got a live arm. You know, I still think Zion Turner is underrated based on, you know, what his recruiting's done. So, you know, but that's such a tough spot. Quarterback, you know, other than kicker, is there a harder position in all of sports to get an offer right now than quarterback?
True.
So,
We teased everybody because obviously I want them to follow you, and you put out a lot of great stuff. And tell everybody how they can follow you so they can get that inside stuff because you're everywhere.
At John Santucci on Twitter, that's the easiest way.
Good stuff, John. Thanks so much for stopping in. What happened?
That's how my kid gets a hold of me now.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
We'll talk to
on.
You soon. Good all stuff. Right. John Santucci, he does a great job. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, he's all over the place. And he's a writer first. So when he evaluates all of his stuff is well written, obviously. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, the elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as I've told you, all football season long and hopefully into recruiting season, Otter Nation has been with us. And, you know, there's sure a lot of different drivers out there, the custom paint jobbers, the tailgate upgraders, the super fans with super loud speakers, and you listening to me right now. Well, you're in luck because Otter Nation is here for every driver. They love getting and keeping you on the road. But AutoNation doesn't just sell cars. They service them, and they even buy them. Yep, if you're looking to sell your current vehicle, AutoNation will buy it for top dollar, even if you don't buy one from them. You'll get a check on the spot, and you can deposit it right away. So start your super easy appraisal right now at AutoNation.com. So no matter who you are or what you drive, AutoNation has the car or truck you want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.